This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Israel and Iran traded fresh devastating strikes overnight a day after U.S. hit three Iranian nuclear facilities. Explosions rocked Iran's capital, Tehran, as Israel announced coordinated attacks on government and military installations across the country. Israeli defense forces targeted the entrance of Tehran's notorious Evin prison. The high-security facility houses political prisoners, dual nationals, and critics of the Iranian government, marking an expansion of Israeli operations beyond purely military targets. Iran responded with waves of missiles and drones targeting Israeli territory, with blasts reported in multiple cities. Meanwhile, the United States has placed its forces across the West Asia region on high alert. The U.S. Embassy in Qatar also issued an urgent advisory directing American citizens to remain indoors until further notice, citing the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict and U.S. bombing operations against Iranian nuclear facilities. Indian Embassy in Doha has urged Indian community in Qatar to be cautious and remain indoors in view of the ongoing situation. In a social media post, the embassy has asked people to remain calm and follow local news instructions and guidance provided by Qatari authorities. India has categorically rejected references to the country at the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Council of Foreign Ministers meeting and termed them as unwarranted and factually incorrect. The External Affairs Ministry stated that these statements, driven by Pakistan, which has turned terrorism into statecraft, reflect the continued misuse of the OIC platform for narrow political ends. It said the OIC's repeated failure to acknowledge the real and documented threat of terrorism emanating from Pakistan reflects a disregard for facts and the global consensus on the fight against terrorism. New Delhi further noted that the OIC has no locus standi to comment on India's internal affairs, including Jammu and Kashmir, which is an integral and sovereign part of India. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met with Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Beijing today and emphasized the need to counter terrorism in all its forms and manifestations to maintain overall peace and stability in the region. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry informed that during the meeting, both sides reviewed recent developments in India-China bilateral relations and underscored the need to promote the overall development of the India-China bilateral relations, including by fostering greater people-to-people ties. Minister Doval noted that he looked forward to meeting with Mr. Wang Yi in India at a mutually convenient date for the 24th round of the special representative talks. NSA Doval is visiting China to attend the 20th meeting of the SCO Security Council's secretaries. A total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Masjid arrived in New Delhi this evening on a special flight under Operation Sindhu. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2,003 Indian nationals have been brought back safely from Iran so far. Meanwhile, the first batch of 161 passengers will arrive in Delhi tomorrow from Amman, Jordan, under Operation Sindhu. These 161 individuals were evacuated from Israel and moved to Amman by road. All Indian nationals have been requested to register themselves with the Embassy of India in Israel's capital, Tel Aviv. A 24/7 control room has been established at Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. The telephone numbers are 972-54-752-0711 and 972-54-327-8392, and the email is cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 47th Annual General Meeting of the Prime Minister's Museum and Library Society at Teen Murthy Bhavan in New Delhi. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, hosts England were 21 for no loss at stumps on day 4, chasing a target of 371 set by India in the first test at Headingley, Leeds. Early India were bowled out for 364 in their second inning, suffering a late collapse in the final season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.